It's Marketplace Tech for Friday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Industrial 3D printer maker Stratasys just bought a hot name in the 3D printing consumer market called MakerBot. The price tag, $403 million in Stratasys stock. MakerBot's desktop 3D printers cost about $2,000, while the machine Stratasys makes can cost over $500,000. So it wasn't exactly a big company buying an upstart competitor. But I still wanted to know what was behind the merger. So I got Stratasys CEO David Rice and MakerBot CEO Bree Pettis on the line. Here's David Rice.
We thought it's a very good idea to join together Stratasys, which is a leading 3D printing area in the world today, with MakerBot, which is a leader in desktop printing. Combining those two companies together in our thoughts and creating a lot of new opportunities for both companies and our customers.
And Bree, you know, you're the leader of a company that's been the cool kids in the 3D printing space for a while now. Are there concerns about MakerBot sort of maintaining its cool factor?
MakerBot will stay independent under the umbrella of Stratasys. We get to continue on and actually supercharge our mission to bring this technology to the desktops of the world.
There's been a question about how useful some of this stuff really is. This purchase, this merger, do you feel like it proves that what MakerBot is doing really does have a long-term place in the world of technology and 3D printing technology?
When you talk to people who have MakerBots, it's not like they have one and then they're not going to have one. You just don't go back. It's a lifestyle change that allows you to live in the future. I think when you think about the merger of these two companies, it's just really a story of growth where we're going to be able to accelerate and really push our mission forward faster with more resources to have a deeper impact on the world and bring more innovation into the world.
David, what can your company learn from MakerBot as this partnership goes forward?
When we announced the transaction, I was asked, you know, why we're not developing such a printer on our own as we invented FDM technology. And the answer was that merging in with MakerBot is bringing to the table things that we don't have. First of all, it's a very fun, fantastic printer and consumables. But it's much more than this. We're talking about a full ecosystem which will provide customers with tools that can make and is making 3D printing much easier and accessible.
Bree Pettis, CEO of MakerBot, and David Rice, CEO of Stratasys. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to nearly 400 international companies at powerofideas.org.
Facebook unveiled a new feature for recording and editing 15-second videos in its photo sharing app, Instagram. But does this sound familiar? Sort of like the popular Vine app for rival social media company Twitter? It's like Facebook doubled Vine's 6-second videos and added an extra 3 seconds for good measure. And before we go, in the near future, someone who needs a new kidney might get it from here. No, we didn't hit the wrong sound effect. A group of scientists and legal experts in Japan are suggesting something pretty strange and kind of gross. Putting human stem cells in pig wombs in order to grow full-sized human organs. Could happen within a year, they say. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.